So if election night punditry drives you insane, it's good to learn the particular narratives and understand the significance of each one of the races that's taking place in these midterm elections 5 days away. You can go to thetakeaway.org where Todd Zwillick has five great races which sort of tell a story about what's going on in 2010. Learn at thetakeaway.org about how Delaware is the Tea Party paradox, how South Carolina is the ascent of the new conservative Senate power broker, how Pennsylvania is all about the power of Obama, how Wisconsin is about goodbye independence, the fine gold race there, and how Nevada is the 2010 election in a nutshell. That's all at thetakeaway.org. And, of course, Todd will be covering the election 5 days away next Tuesday live at thetakeaway.org, so tune in for that. But in Colorado, there's a narrative that's pretty unique, and we've invited Benta Berkland, who's a State House reporter for the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Service in Lakewood, Colorado, to join us. Benta, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the Senate race in Colorado. While the economy has dominated politics throughout the United States, what happened when Republican candidate Ken Buck, running for Senate in Colorado, stopped focusing on the economy and started focusing on social issues? We're going to play a couple of cuts of tape here. Here he is on NBC's Meet the Press earlier this month about his decision not to prosecute a rape case.
She had regretted this relationship, and she had buyer's remorse as a result of the relationship that she had with this young man.
And then he spoke about his feelings on homosexuality.
Do you believe that being gay is a choice?
I do.
You don't think it's something that determined at birth?
I think that birth has an influence over, like, alcoholism.
Since that appearance on October 17th, the race has tightened. Buck, the Republican, has dipped in the polls, and Michael Bennett, the Democratic challenger, is ascending. What's going on here, Benta?
You're right. You know, this narrative of moving away from the economy and jobs, which polls have showed Colorado voters are similar to voters around the country. These are the issues they're caring about this election cycle, the economy, jobs. And so moving to these social issues has not helped Ken Buck. The race is tightening. Recent polls from the Denver Post and other organizations have them essentially neck and neck at a dead heat. Prior to that, several weeks ago, the Republican Ken Buck had about a 5-point lead. In August, it was 9 points. And those two clips you played, I think that's part of it. Republican groups are trying to do this anti-incumbent message, but those comments from Ken Buck have given Democrats a narrative that they're trying to play out here in Colorado, which is painting Ken Buck as too extreme for Colorado. And they're especially trying to attract suburban independent voters, women, and saying he is bad for women. This buyer's remorse comment regarding a rape case, that's come back frequently, and Buck has continued to use that phrase.
So, Benta Berkland, I mean, as a State House reporter for the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Service, I mean, what are your sources saying on the Republican side that explains why Buck might have chosen this unusual set of issues in Colorado, a state with all kinds of interesting demographics and, you know, sort of huge swing voters in play? Why wouldn't he swing more towards the center?
I think he has tried to swing more towards the center. An example is we have a personhood amendment on the ballot. It's very controversial, and essentially it would give constitutional rights to a fertilized egg. It failed 2 years ago, and many groups who define themselves as pro-life say it's too extreme. Ken Buck did support that in the primary race. He since said he had concerns, and now he's not taking a position. So that's an issue where he has tried to be more moderate. And I think it's worth noting that he's not trying to promote these social issues. They've come up in debates where he's appeared to be uncomfortable. And in the last debate with the Democrat incumbent, Senator Michael Bennett, you know, Buck has tried to steer it towards the economy. But, you know, these other issues have come up.
All right. That's Benta Berkland talking about the Senate race in Colorado. Ken Buck versus Michael Bennett, the Democrat. What's the outside money issue in Colorado? It seems that the Citizens United sort of money trail has really hosed down Colorado. Who's benefiting?
I think we won't know who's benefiting until Election Day. I mean, we do have a lot of groups on both sides running ads. According to nonprofit groups who track money in politics, outside groups have poured more money into Colorado than any other state in the country.
Wow.
Most of that is going to the Buck Bennett race. Right now, it's at $27 million. And as a lot of listeners may be well aware, that a lot of these groups are organized in ways that we don't know who the donors are. So voters in Colorado are definitely being inundated with ads and flyers, and there's a lot of attacks going after Bennett for being this Washington insider, and we see comparisons between him and Washington bankers and things like that. So we'll be seeing that pick up from now till Election Day.
Well, and certainly plenty of stories for you after the election to figure out who actually was writing the checks. Let's talk about the gubernatorial race for a moment. A very unpopular Republican candidate, Dan Mays, facing the mayor of Denver, John Hickenlooper, and Tom Tancredo, who's, of course, a member of Congress. Three-way race. Handicap this for us.
This has just been a very dramatic and interesting race. There's really been a meltdown on the conservative side of the ticket. The former Republican Congressman Tancredo that you mentioned, he's running as a member of the American Constitution Party, and he's really picking up a lot of the Republican votes. The Republican candidate, Dan Mays, does have some Tea Party support, but he's faced several scandals, the campaign finance violations, questions on his ethics, his business background. Prominent Republicans in the state have called for him to drop out. Even the state party chair has said he's not electable. And so his support has been eroding. And I think what's really interesting is this 10% threshold. Recent polls have the Republican candidate polling slightly below 10%.
Wow.
And why that's important is because if he does not have a 10% threshold, that means the state Republican Party will become a minor party in Colorado for the next 4 years.
If John Hickenlooper wins, before we go, Benta, does it, and if he wins by a sizable margin, does it transport him to the national stage in Colorado because it's such an important electoral state?
I don't know. We'll have to see what his ambitions are. He's definitely been a popular mayor, and he'll be presiding over deep budget cuts if elected, and so we'll just have to see what his agenda is. And control of the state house is also up in the air. Democrats control it. That could potentially change, so that might impact his effectiveness.
Thanks for the briefing. Benta Berkland, State House reporter for the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Service, speaking to us from Lakewood, Colorado, handicapping all the important races in Colorado. More outside money in Colorado than anywhere else in the country. Thanks, Benta.
Thanks.